Welcome back to Unlocked, guys. I'm so excited today because you guys know I love music. It's always been my therapy. And today I have on Andrew Janakis.
There it is.
I got it. So how did you say it's supposed to be pronounced?
So the real pronunciation of it is Yannakopoulos.
Okay.
That's like the real Greek version.
Okay.
But when my great, 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 maybe great grandfather came from Greece, they Americanized it to Janakis.
Okay.
To make it easier, yet still nobody can say it correctly. Literally no one.
Really? Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Oh no. Even at shows, people will come up and they'll be like, hey man, like we want to make sure we say your name right. Like, how do you pronounce it? And I'm like, Janakis. Janakis? Janakis. And they'll look me dead in the face and be like, Janakis. And I'm like, yes. And they'll get up and be like, and now from, you know, season 16 of The Voice and has a hit record gone too soon on TikTok, Andrew Janakos. I'm like, what? We just talked 32 seconds ago. What happened?
I'm done. What the heck happened between like 30 seconds?
Like all the time. It was so bad, like growing up. And you probably grew up like me, like having like house phones on the wall.
Yes, I do remember like that. It was cord phones. It was almost before my time.
We were right at it for sure. And my when we got home from school, my dad would be like, all right, like you and your sister are going to be there for about 45 minutes till your mom gets home. If the phone rings, if they don't know how to say our last name, hang up. I swear all the time when I was growing up, I'd be like, I'd like, you know, you'd hear it at the front door when you're trying to get in.
Yeah.
And I'd like run up the stairs and be like, hello? They'd be like, is Ted Janakos? I'd be like, nope. Pa, just hang up. I was like, yeah, baby. Learn how to say the name.
That's amazing.
Can't do that now. Can't shut people out now.
No. Yeah. Now you're going to get canceled if you do that.
You'd be like, no, that's not how you say it. Yeah. Bye.
No. So you just touched on it. Season 16 of The Voice.
Yeah.
You were on. And how was that experience?
It was good. It was, you know, doing a show like that is great exposure to be able to, you know, no matter where you make it, even if you just make it through an audition and it airs on TV, like that's TV time. Like you could take that momentum and, you know, work with it and use it. And, you know, I was lucky enough to go to like the top 27, top 28. So I made it to the first round of live shows.
That's awesome.
And ended up, you know, getting eliminated coming off the show. And I had what every person that goes on one of those shows has. And it's just a little bit of momentum when you get off that show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just used that and started booking shows and trying to do whatever I could. We had like 30 something shows set up. And completely independent, just around Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, and Alabama. And one by one, every one of them canceled because COVID hit.
Literally, every one of them. I think there were
32 or 33 shows and every single one of them canceled like a month in advance. It was just boom, 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 one after the other. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But, you know, we had to work with what we had. So that's where TikTok made a
big part. I will say, like, with those types of shows, it's good to make it like to the finals, but you don't necessarily always want to win because
that's
the contracts
why I say
are
I was
insane.
So I was so content and happy with where I made it to and where I'm sitting now. Like, I've come a long way in the few years that I've been pursuing music as a profession. So
it was
great. And also, I've sang my whole life, but my blind audition on The Voice was the first time I ever performed on a stage in my life.
What?
In front of like an audience, yeah.
You say you've sang your whole life. Mm-hmm. So what was that in like church? Was it just?
It was just, I didn't never sing in the church choir. Like I went to church, but I never sang in church. I love church music. I love worship music, but it was more like in the shower, alone in my room, in the car with my like mom and sister, who we'd all like be singing, so it didn't really mean anything. Yeah. And but you know, growing up in a small town like that,
you're from a small town in Georgia.
Yeah, from Flowery Branch, Georgia, in Atlanta. Let's go, rep it, baby. So you know, being from a small town like Flowery Branch when it was, you know, it's much bigger now.
Yeah.
But you know, it was never really, I don't want to say an option to do music or anything like that. But, you know, growing up the way that
harder.
I did. Yeah, growing up the way that I did, it was like, you know, you figure out what you want to do. You work hard, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, you make your money and you provide for your family.
Yeah.
And so I was never, you know, put into my head like, hey, you should do music as a profession. Like, you're an incredible singer. You should do this as a profession. Because I was very limited on who I sang in front of. Like, it was really just my family. And yeah, you know, so I never thought that it was a possibility.
Wow. That's so true. Coming from a small rural town, mm-hmm. it's like, your options are to be a school teacher or yeah. to be a farmer or yep. something of that nature. There's like a handful.
Like, yeah.
There's yep. like a handful of things. And like, that's kind of what your options are. That's mm-hmm. all that you can, those are the only goals you can reach, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's so far from the truth.
For sure.
Because, and so many people are so afraid of taking that leap.
And it's like, dude, if you have a dream, just like literally just like there's no time to waste. It yeah. doesn't matter. Even if you're 40 right now and you still have a dream, like quit your day job and go chase your dream.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing that's holding you back.
Exactly. And to my faith, like I always say, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Like you're told no.
Yeah. You're told okay. no. Sleep in your car a couple nights.
Yeah.
Big whoop. I've done that too. I when I first started coming to Nashville, I slept in my truck a few times for sure.
No way. See, but that we were just talking about that. That is, unfortunately, that is yeah. the norm.
Yeah.
Like for struggling musicians who want to chase a dream in Nashville, there are a gazillion and one super talented people.
Everyone that you see, just about everybody that you see in Nashville, even if they're packing groceries into a grocery bag or waiting on you at a table or behind a bar, like.
Yeah.
They're probably singers or guitar players, bassists. They're all like everyone here has something to do with music. It doesn't matter if they're, like I said, if you're working in a restaurant or working at a real estate agent, like
yeah.
they probably do music on the side somehow.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. Yep. And that's, I think that's the coolest part about Nashville is yeah. like, there's so many talented people and the majority is luck. Who is going yeah. to walk into a room and hear you perform?
Yep.
Who are you going to meet? Two, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And two, like yeah. you said, age is just a number. Nate Smith was on my podcast, 37 years old, and is just now making it.
Yep.
And that was like, I think he said it was like a 10, 15 year.
Yeah, he's been in town for a good while. Yeah. And, I love Nate.
Yeah.
I love Nate.
And like sweetest human being in the world.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
he, to hear his story, and it was like he was a nurse assistant, I think is what it was. And so like he was a nurse assistant and then like left that living out of his car, house burnt down in wildfires in California.
Oh, wow. I didn't
and,
know that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
And so then someone in town sent him a guitar to his dad's house and was like, you should really pick back up playing. And he wrote a song, went viral on social media.
It's all fakes.
And he donated all the money to like a single mom who was wow. moving out of town.
Wow.
And he was like, that was my inspiration to get back to Nashville and pursue music again, because the impact that music has on people.
Yeah.
I mean, insane.
It really, and that's what's like amazing to me is that I get to do this as a job. Like, you know, I get to write music every day
yeah.
and have people listen to my music, not only listen to it, but like understand where I was coming from in some of the songs. Like,
mm-hmm.
and like a lot of some of the songs that they understand, I'm like, you think you're alone, but
you're really not, dude.
There's so many people in this mm-hmm. world that are going through the same
thing. So, what would you say? So, obviously, your hit, Gone Too Soon, you've had like 90 million streams, I want to say.
I think it's even more than that, which is crazy.
Which is insane.
Baffles me. Baffles my mind.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So, over 90 million streams on that song. Where did that song come from? What was the premise of it?
So, that was like the fourth song that I'd ever written in my life. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, ever written in my life. So I wrote my first EP and I wrote that with my good friend Alex Pennington Smith, who actually set up the retreat that we wrote Gone Too Soon at. So I like it all
wow.
credits. It really all credits back to Alex. Love you, dog.
For real.
And like it really does. He's like one of my best friends in the world now. And like he's more like a brother to me. And he was the first guy that I ever wrote a song with ever. And
wow.
we ended the first day that we ever met, we wrote a song called She Ain't Gone. And then that one's like my first EP right when I got off The Voice type of thing. And then we wrote a song called She Ain't Gone. And then he was like, dude, I have a lot of friends that write music. Like we've written two songs in the two times that we've got together. like you're a songwriter. And he's like, you know, let's set up a retreat and get some buddies of mine and introduce you to him and get some songs written.
Yeah.
And that's legit how it started. We went to the retreat. It was in Chattanooga. The first day we wrote Gone Too Soon.
Wow.
And I sat on that song for a long time because when I first moved to town, and actually right before I moved to town, I told myself, you know, I want to do country music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to steer towards pop country. I don't want to steer towards anything. I just want it to be country music. And then I realized, like, it doesn't matter.
No.
Like, it doesn't matter. If it sounds pop, if it sounds classic, if it sounds nothing like country, it's still, like, if you consider it country music and it's your music, then it's country music.
Yeah.
And, you know, that song, I sat on that song for a long time just because I was like, you know, I don't know if that's what I want my sound to be completely around.
Yeah.
And then we teased it on TikTok, woke up the next morning after teasing it, and my wife didn't even go to sleep. She stayed up the entire night, like, messaging, like, back on comments and stuff. She commented back to over 10,000 people.
Oh, see, she is a keeper.
10,000. I was like, what are you doing?
What?
She's like, I didn't want to lose, like, the momentum on it. And I was like, well, you didn't. You definitely helped it, like, for sure. And so, you know, like I said, woke up the next morning. It had gone viral. And I still wanted to do everything, the right way, like, yeah, to the book. So I waited 5 weeks to release the song and, you know, to be able to push to DSPs, to be able to, you know, mm-hmm, hopefully get on some playlist and things like that. And they waited, you know, which I didn't know if I was going to lose the momentum or if they were going to just say, okay, well, that was cool while it was here, but let's move on.
Yeah.
And they waited. You know, we had 35,000 pre-saves when I released that song.
Wow.
And it was, it was crazy. I'd never, ever in my life expected that to happen.
That's amazing.
I was watching my phone go up, like, on Spotify, like, when you're an artist, you could watch your live numbers,
yeah,
and it'll, like, blink. The phone will, like, blink. And every time it blinks, it goes up numbers. And it was going up, like, 20,000 streams at a time.
That's amazing.
I mean, I was baffled. I was like, there's no way this is happening to my life.
And what were you doing before doing music full time? Oh, gosh.
Everything. Like, I never knew what I wanted to do in life. I never knew that music was going to be my thing. Like, mm-hmm, like I said, I knew I could sing. But I never knew.
You never think it's going to be you.
Yeah. You know, I never thought that I'd be able to pursue music as a career and, mm-hmm, you know, pay my bills with my music. And so, you know, I've bartended, I've served tables, I've done landscape, I've done construction, I've laid floors, I've done drywall, I've painted cars, I've detailed boats. I've done literally everything under the sun because I never knew what I wanted to do. I just chased all these things. And I still, you know, I made good money while I was doing,
yeah,
all those things.
Well,
but I was never, but I always found myself changing and I was never happy. And all it took was my wife. When I met my wife, a mutual, Katie.
Katie, okay.
So a mutual friend of ours invited me over to a bonfire and he was like, bring your guitar. We're having a bonfire. There's just a couple people here. Like, you know, bring your guitar and we'll play some music and whatnot. So I went over to the house. I ended up playing Either Way by Chris Stapleton, which I really, really love that song. And she was like, who the frick is this kid in my house singing like this? And, you know, one thing led to another and went back the next week and ended up getting her number. And then we hung out a week later and then
I
kept hanging
know,
out
so
and kept
you
hanging
pursued
out.
And, her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And it was weird, too, because she had a son. A year old.
Okay.
And I never thought I wanted kids. I never, like, thought about having kids, anything like that. And then I met this little boy. And I was just like, dude, what's happening to my life right now?
Oh.
Like, all these emotions hit me in so many different places that I was like, dude, this little kid is what I was missing in my life. And
oh my god,
it's so crazy to see the way that it happened. Cause she obviously, like, you know, she made me wait a few weeks to actually get to meet him.
Yeah.
But he was so little, like, he was tiny.
Yeah. And it's hard. It is extremely, now I don't know how much you know of my story, but now I have, you know, I'm helping to raise my 10-year-old brother or 10-year-old sister and 16-year-old brother. and I'm trying to and I'm like,
comes out of nowhere.
What do you do with them? You know, I'm like 16 year old. I don't, you know, he drives all that, but the 10 year old, I'm like, okay, well, I mean, you've got to maybe come have dinner with me. You've got to like, so from the beginning, it's really always all of you and not just you and that person.
Absolutely. And that's what, like, that's what hit me really, really quick was like, I say this to her, she knows this for a fact. I fell in love with that little boy before I even like thought of falling in love with her. Like, he just stole my heart. Like, he's, where's my phone?
I have to see now.
This picture has been, this is the first picture that we ever took together. And it has been my screensaver.
Oh my God.
It has literally been my screensaver since the day that I took it.
You were such a baby.
I know. I was too. So was he. I've never changed that screensaver. He's like, that is my, he's my baby. And it's crazy because, you know, when it happens the way that it did, and you know,
so you met him a few weeks later,
and then I just fell in love with the kid. Like, he was just a happy baby. Like, he was just like always wanting to like love on you and give you hugs, or you know, come up and give you a kiss on the cheek, or like sit down and play with you. Like, he was just a really loving kid. And the first time that I met him, and Katie has a picture of this, but the first time that I met him, I didn't know, like, I grew up around kids. Yeah. I have a big family. So I grew up around like babies and stuff.
Probably were like, holy shit.
I was like, what's happening? Like, yeah. This is like not a child that I know.
Yeah. And like, this is not a normal situation. I'm going in, like, I'm starting to date this girl and she has a kid. And
so the first time,
really at first, that's
kind of, I was like, you know, I really got to think about this, but it happened so perfectly. Like, it was like God put him in my life for that reason. But the first time I met him, we ended up watching a movie, her and I, and we stay up. It's like 2:30 in the morning. She's passed out.
Yeah.
I'm awake watching the movie with this 1.5-year-old baby. And I don't know how to get him to sleep. I'm like, what in the world?
No.
So I just put him on my chest and like start just hugging him. And then I started like singing into him like a little bit. And he just like passed out. And I like rolled him over. And then the next morning she was like, did you stay up all night with him? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I am so sorry. Like, this is the first time that I'd let you even like see him. It's only like the fifth time that we've really like hung out at the house. She's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, you're good. Like, we were just chilling. Like, it was a good time. But it was so crazy because it started off as Andrew. Like, I was just Andrew. And it was the cutest little Andrew because it wasn't even Andrew. You just knew he was trying to say Andrew. And but then it was, you know, I was Andrew for a long time. And then I was Andrew Daddy. And then Andrew just went completely out of the picture. And I was just Daddy. And I've been Daddy and will continue to be Daddy until the day the good Lord puts me in this dirt.
Oh my gosh.
He is my baby. Like, I will kill somebody for that child, bro. Don't come at my kid. I will mess you up.
That is so, and it goes to show that like, just when you think you have your life figured out, what you want out of life, like God laughs and it's like, huh. Try again. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been a huge advocate for therapy. You guys know that. I love my in-person therapy, but also I'm traveling a lot right now. And when I travel, I tend to get overwhelmed. I tend to maybe fall behind a little bit. And that's where BetterHelp has come into play for me. BetterHelp is my therapist on the go. If one therapist doesn't work for you, that's fine. It's not one fits all. You can get another one. So if one doesn't work, don't shut it down. Try it again. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or just like you're not showing up in the way that you would want to. So working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. When you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything that life throws at you. So I really hope you guys join me on this BetterHelp journey. And if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can help to get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/Savannah today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Savannah. Y'all know I have been bleaching my hair for years. the blonder, the better. But when it comes to that, it's led to some hair that's not the healthiest, I will say. That is where Nutrafol has come into play. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism, through the whole body health. Nutrafol has three unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients and consistently effective dosages so you get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. 3,000 plus top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. So jump on this train with me, because you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code Chrisley to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Chrisley.
And I heard a thing, a saying, like last year sometime, and I was like, wow, man, that's a great quote. And I quote it all the time now. And it's that God gives you so much at one time because he knows how much you can handle. So when you think you're overwhelmed or you don't know where to turn and you're so anxiety ridden with all this stress, like, you really, like, he's got it all planned out for you. You just gotta figure out the plan. Like, he's only going to give you so much to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
But
and so he's six now.
Yeah.
How?
He'll be seven in like 3 weeks.
No, wait, what's his birthday?
March 22nd.
Aw. Okay. So how long did you guys date, you and Katie, before you got married?
About a year, a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay.
And then I adopted him in January, February, March, April, May. I think it's May 18th. May 18th of 2021.
Okay. And that is the greatest.
That's my baby.
Moment in the world. And the reason I can say that is because I was there the day that my parents adopted Chloe, who's the 10-year-old, that it's my, you know, oldest brother's daughter. Mm-hmm. But I was there for that adoption ceremony and standing in front of a judge and seeing it all go down. And it's like the greatest thing in the entire world. Yeah. It's like, that's their day.
Yeah.
Like, and it was different too, because she was older when it happened. And she knew. She was like so excited leading up to it. She's like, it's adoption day. It's adoption day.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, dude, I've always said this too. No child, no kid deserves to feel unloved, like, at all. Like, I don't understand it. And like, one of my best friends back home has been huge on that. He has two kids of his own, and him and his wife has adopted two kids as well. And when those two kids got adopted, it was like their whole world just changed.
Yeah.
And it did. Like, it did, you know? And it's just so, I think adoption is incredible. Like, it's an amazing thing. And I'd say that as I adopted my son, but it's just,
there's too many human beings in this world for a child to go unloved
for sure.
Without a home, without the,
dude, if you
care
got a baby and you don't know how to take care of the baby,
come on,
send it on over.
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I've already got three cows, three goats, three chickens, three dogs, a six-year-old, and a wife. What's another one going to do?
What's another one? Exactly. And so, do you guys want kids?
I do. I would like to have one more, like, biological child. But at the same time, I don't know. It's a lot to process and take in, especially with everything going on right now with the music. And, you know, I already miss a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, how much more do you really want to miss?
Mm-hmm.
And So it's a lot to think about, but I think we have enough baby cows, baby goats, and puppies to count in for now. For
That's sure. amazing, though, the adoption story, because so many people go through that.
Yeah.
And so many, and I think the greatest thing is, it's like, you would not love your son any less than you would love a biological child.
Yeah.
Like, you just, it, for you, it's like he came from you.
For me, I mean, he is my blood. Like, it doesn't change a thing. And it's so funny, too, because people will say all the time, like, oh, my goodness. Like, even if my wife is standing right next to us, they'll be like, oh, my goodness, he looks just like his daddy. And I'm like, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
That's not even possible. Like, are you, like, that's literally not possible, but thank you. He is a handsome kid. But it's so funny. And then I'll be like, it's funny because he's not even biologically my blood. And they're like, what? Like, he looks just like you. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because we've been
around each other,
you know, together for so long. Yeah.
So has he gotten to the age to where he like asks questions?
Oh my gosh. Questions don't stop.
Oh gosh.
Like this is another reason I don't know if I want another one. I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day, and he was like, yeah, I've got two. And I was like, yeah, man, I maybe want to have one more just so he could have, you know, a friend, a companion. And he was like, yeah, you know, me and my wife thought the same thing, but now it's just daddy, 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 daddy times two. And I was like, a second. Hang on. I'm trying to think of how many times my son says daddy in 42 seconds times two. Ugh. I don't know about that. I don't know. Whew.
That's awesome.
I mean, he does nothing but ask, but it's, you know, that's part of it.
But so does he know, though, that like biologically, is he at that point yet? Because I want to say with Chloe, it was around that age, mm-hmm. six, seven, around that.
We haven't told him anything, like really sat him down and said anything to him about it, which we will.
Yeah.
That thing definitely takes time. But I feel like he definitely knows.
Yeah.
Like somewhere in him knows. But you know, kids, I mean, their memories even till 2 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, kids forget everything.
Yeah. Well, like, everything. Well, you say that. But with Chloe, I have learned with psychiatrists and therapists, mm-hmm. kids do their most developing in the first year of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that first year, it's like, they just know. It's the craziest thing. Like, Chloe will say something to me, and it's like she remembers parts of things maybe that her mother did when she was 2-3 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you remember that?
I hardly remember what I ate for breakfast.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm like, so it's so crazy, though, how smart kids are
absolutely is.
They like internalize things and understand it. It's baffling to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, the kids, especially being a 6-year-old boy, like he just said, like, I just want to like smack him upside the head sometimes. I'm like, son, don't say that to me. He'll be like, bruh. I'm like,
nah, I
son,
ain't your bruh.
I'm not your bruh. I'm your daddy. Like, you call me dad or daddy. And he's just like, bruh. I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I? I don't even know what I'm in for right now. But it's like, it all, like, you know, he says that and I say that to him, then he leaves and I crack up. I'm like, what did he just say?
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? But he, you know, it
so
is.
So what great. Would you say to, because you've encountered tons of guys, obviously music industry, outside of music industry, but you know how guys operate. You know how a lot of times it's like, oh, they're going to sleep with this girl, that girl, whatever. You know who's a keeper. You know who's not. But for guys that maybe discount single mothers and they're just like, no, I can never. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting involved in it. I'm not.
I would just say that you're missing out, man. I mean, it's almost like a package deal. You get two people to love you instead of one. Like, who wouldn't want to feel loved times two? And I mean, honestly, like, anybody that could look at a little baby and then be like, ew, I'm like, what do you mean? Even if it's ugly babies are even cuter. You know what I'm saying?
I do not get that logic.
Like, ugly babies are even cuter than cute babies. It's like, oh my gosh, he's so cute, he's ugly. Like, is you know what I'm saying?
No, I've stopped. I will not say that your baby is cute if it's not cute. I will say, like, oh my gosh, their outfit is so cute. Or, like, their shoes are so cute. I will not say your baby's cute if it ain't cute. Mm-mm. Nope. Will not do it.
You just got to start being blunt. Like, oh my goodness, the outfit is adorable, but the baby is just... Just not having it.
No, I'm going to pray right now because God's going to strike me for that one. He's going to give me an ugly baby. So God, please forgive me. That's funny. All right, guys. We know how I love to look snatched, especially in my photos. And that's where shapewear comes into play. And Honey Love has absolutely changed the game when it comes to shapewear. Whether you're a bride, a guest, or looking for an everyday fit, Honey Love is your go-to for all things shapewear. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. We have an exclusive offer for my listeners. Get 20% off your entire order with the code UNLOCKED at honeylove.com. So I hope that you guys will treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com with the code UNLOCKED. Use code UNLOCKED at honeylove.com. Erin, you're back on the mic. What you got this week?
Well, I just thought I would come and help you out with this hint ad because I have a personal memoir. Would you like to hear what it is?
I would love to hear what this personal memoir is.
So I am single and I don't have any children, but I feel like over the course of the last few months, I've learned what it's like to have kids because I've been traveling with you.
Yes.
So you know where I'm going here. And you know how moms have to travel with like snacks and games and certain distractions?
Yeah.
I've been doing that with you because neither of us are that patient.
No.
So sometimes when we're stuck in traffic, there's long lines on a plane. I like to just feed you things so that you don't get so verbally impatient that we get ourselves in trouble. And I've been doing that with Hint. As soon as I feel like you're about to get real impatient and maybe say a couple words to somebody that's taking a long time in front of you, I just hand you a new flavor.
That's actually brilliant because I do. I get hangry. I get thirsty. I get very impatient. That's why Hint is kind of bomb because it's not boring. It keeps you hydrated and busy. I also love the fact that Hint has zero calories, diet sweeteners, and no sugar. Hint is on a mission to help people drink more water by making it taste great. That's why Hint is what I live by. I have a refrigerator full of it.
It's also perfect for you because you don't like to go to the grocery store. No. So they'll deliver it straight to your door.
Exactly. Hint is pure infused water, and they have over 25 flavors. Classics like watermelon, blackberry, and pineapple, as well as smash-ups like blueberry lemon and peach raspberry. Zero sugar, zero diet sweeteners, zero calories. Hint water can be delivered directly to your door. All you have to do is go to hintwater.com, and if you use the code UNLOCKED, new customers can actually get Hint for just $1 a bottle with free shipping when they order 3 cases. That's 36 bottles for $36 and free shipping. You can find Hint water at retail stores like Walmart, Target, and Kroger, or have it delivered to your door from hintwater.com/unlocked. If you use the code UNLOCKED, new customers can get Hint for just $1 a bottle with free shipping when they order 3 cases. That's 36 bottles for $36 and free shipping. Your story is like amazing.
Well, thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. And it really is so touching. It gives me hope for good people. It really does.
And I mean, I can't, you know, I'm human. You know, I make mistakes. I've made mistakes in my relationship. You know, I've made mistakes with music. I've made mistakes with friendships and all sorts of things. You know, I'm only human, and it doesn't take that much energy just to be kind to people. Mm-hmm. You know, like it takes more energy to be negative and rude to someone than it does to just be kind to someone.
It does. And so with your music, what has been the biggest challenge for you? Because I know there's plenty of days to where you've probably woken up and said, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely. There was a day last week where I was like, am I supposed to be doing this? You know, is this actually what I'm supposed to be doing? And, but then you just remember that, like, yeah, God wouldn't have given me this opportunity if it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And, it's just a, it definitely is a lot, you know, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot to think about, especially with where social media is today.
Social media can make or break.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, having a big song come off of social media, you know, I definitely lost some momentum from that song, a lot of momentum from that song, which I you don't want to say I'm okay with, but I am okay with it. Like I've just come to deal with it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, how do we get that momentum back to do what we need to do to get where we need to be? But it's tough, you know, it's tough to think of how quickly things can go viral on TikTok and happen on TikTok. Yeah. And like out of nowhere, that kind of stuff happens. And it's, I feel like if we'd have known what we do now about TikTok and Gone Too Soon would have gone viral, and then we would have done what we do now.
Yeah.
I would be in a completely different situation.
But you also, I think some of the greatest advice too, my dad always said to me, he was like, you know what, Savannah? He was like, there's always going to be someone prettier, someone smarter, someone more successful. He was like, but no one's got the heart that you have. And no one, if you want it bad enough, no one can outwork you. So it doesn't matter if you're successful. It doesn't matter if you're talented, if you're not willing to put in the work behind it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you could have talent, but the work that you put into it.
You could be the most talented person on the planet.
Yes. And if you're not putting the work into it, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Yep.
And it's like you said, if you would have known what you know now, then mm-hmm. you would be in a different place.
For sure.
But it's also too, God gives you what's yours when he deems it's time to give it to you.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like, it's my dad has said, there's a guy in country music and we were at the ACM Awards one year and he stormed out, this artist stormed out. I was like, this is effing ridiculous. He was nominated, didn't win. And my dad goes, buddy, stop. And it's like, it wasn't yours to win.
Yeah.
He was like, why didn't you want something that's not yours?
Yeah.
He was like, so drop the attitude. And I'm like, that is so true. Like, why do you want something that's not yours right now?
Yep.
And I just think, like you said, the power of social media is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Huge.
It is. It's huge.
And I hate TikTok. I hate it with a passion. And people are coming to me like, Savannah, you got to post on TikTok. Post on TikTok. I'm like
no, I don't. Awesome.
I'm like, I need a 12-year-old to show me how to do this.
I didn't even have TikTok on my phone. Like, my wife basically did all my TikTok. I didn't even have TikTok on my phone until, like, probably 5 or 6 months or months after I signed my record deal.
No way.
The record label came to me and they were like, hey, you know, could you maybe download it and, you know, just swipe through every once in a while? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, I guess. So I downloaded it.
I guess.
After like 6 months of having a record deal, I finally downloaded TikTok. Because normally, obviously, I'm singing the videos. But, you know, there's got to be somebody that's recording them if it's not me or like a little cell phone holder thing. It's normally my wife. So she takes it on her phone. Instead of Dropboxing it to me or whatever and it getting bad quality, she just posts it off of hers and it's perfect.
That's amazing.
It takes a team, you know? I mean,
it does. And I mean, the fact that your wife has been from like day one.
Day one. Like, she's been my biggest supporter through all of it.
Now remember that. You better remember that when you make it all big and famous.
Oh, no, she ain't going nowhere.
I like to say, remember us little people, okay?
No, she ain't going. I got this. I don't really believe in divorce. Like,
okay.
Explain that. I wouldn't say don't believe in divorce. If you think that you should, you know, not be with a person and you did get married and you were young, then absolutely. But, you know, I love my life. I love my wife and my family. And
see, when it comes to that, so I was engaged, called off my engagement. And I think that was my biggest fear.
Drop the mic.
I know.
And said bye.
We continued to date for 3 years after.
Wow.
Which is a really weird. You never hear that. Normally you hear just like done.
Yeah.
But I think divorce was my biggest fear because, I mean, my parents together almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Same as my parents have been together for 34 or 5 or something.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, I want that. And there was such our generation. Everyone is so disposable.
Yeah.
There's always the next best thing, the next hottest this or that. Or, And
especially with TikTok.
Yes, especially. Like
every day there's a new song going viral, or, you know, a new video going viral, or it's hard to keep up with, especially if I feel like if I didn't have a kid, it'd totally be different as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he gets home, we got homework to do, and
exactly. But, and too, there's like, you look at the bigger picture too, because not every day of your marriage is mm-hmm. like this fantasy fairy tale of, mm-hmm. oh my God, I want to have sex with you 24/7. And
sparkles
I want
sparkles and sunshine. It's like, no, no,
it's not like, it's tough.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
My generation, it's like, everyone's just like, oh, it should be perfect 24/7. Mm-hmm. You should. And I'm like, nah,
that ain't life. That ain't life, dog.
Like, what are you going to do when you can't pay your mortgage this month, yeah. or you can't afford food, you can't afford health insurance? Like, that's when you really get in
yeah.
deep into your marriage and you find hope within that person.
That and going through things like that will make you 10 times stronger. In
exactly.
your relationship.
And I don't know what it's going to take for our generation to realize that, like, mm-hmm. the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Sometimes it's dormant.
Yeah, it really
Sometimes
is.
Sometimes it's dead.
It is. And yeah. divorce is just looked at as like, oh, well, if it doesn't work out, we can just get divorced. No big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, that's not how it's supposed to work. Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. And too, I think that's why, like, when I called off my engagement, I was like, I have to know 110% mm-hmm. without a doubt that, like, this is the person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, divorce, if you're in an abusive relationship, absolutely. You're, you know, infidelity.
If you're in an abusive
whatever.
Relationship, holler at me. I'll come whoop somebody's ass.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, don't stand for that.
Nope.
And so there's obviously circumstances to where divorce is very much a thing and you should follow through with it.
Yeah.
But also, if people spent more time fighting for their marriage than they do falling into the trap of divorce, I feel like the divorce rate would be so much less.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that.
Like,
I mean, look at, like, our grandparents and great great grandparents.
Yeah. I mean, my grandmother, I think she and my grandfather were married like 50 years.
My grandparents would have been married 60 years. My grandfather passed away 2 weeks before their 60th.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, dude, 60 years?
That's insane.
Like, 60.
Like, imagine, like,
six,
into
zero.
All the transitions in life, like, is mind blowing to
it's
me.
Crazy.
And that's like, that's what's so amazing. And
that love, even after 60 years, I have a song that I wrote about kind of their love. It's called Like Yesterday.
Okay.
And it's about exactly what they had. It was having a love that felt like yesterday, but it was for an entire, like, it was a lifetime.
Wow.
And I don't know if I'll ever see love the way that my Yaya and Pop loved each other. Like, yeah. It was truly... I mean, she's still absolutely head over heels in love with him. He ain't even here.
That's my grandmother. She's yeah. like, anytime I wake up in the middle of the night, I think of him. She was
she
like, I get
his,
my
yep,
phone.
She grabs pictures of him and stuff.
My yep. grandmother, her screensaver is of her and my grandpa, yep. or it's of my grandfather, and she'll just pick it up and, like, kiss her phone. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I want.
Yeah.
And
that's what makes me, dude, watching a video like that will make me ugly cry.
I know.
I'm like, my heart, bro. Like, dude, nah, those are the ones that get me. I'm a dad. Like, yeah. the corny stuff is what gets, I don't want to watch the stupid stuff. I want to watch, like, the soldiers coming home. Dude, I'll bawl my eyes out of those videos.
See,
oh my goodness.
Too, I'm like, there's nothing better than a man that's willing to be vulnerable. Because
yeah,
that's,
for
like,
sure.
what I'm learning, too, is I would definitely, if I was... would have gotten married, I would have contributed to the divorce rate, because I am very much, like, independent, yeah. like things my way, yeah. but I'm also having to work on that in therapy, because, like, no man wants to be laying down with a dude, you know, like, if my, you know, me acting like I run the show, you know, you've got yeah. to have, like, compromise and mutual mm-hmm. respect, and, like, me kind of, in a way, like, being submissive, because mm-hmm. in the Bible, it does say, like, a woman is to be submissive mm-hmm. to her husband as a man is to his wife. Like, if we would go back to the principles, which I'm trying to do, it's a little hard. It's a little hard. I haven't contributed to
there.
The divorce rate yet.
Getting
so
there.
Positivity. Thing. Yeah. Positivity. Yeah. But I just think, I don't know. I just think it's amazing. And yeah. the amount of credit you give to your wife is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Because
thank
a lot you. Of men.
No, she deserves it.
Especially in yes. the industry. We know a lot of men like to play around and they don't give their wife the credit they deserve. No. And so.
Dude, even if I did, she would just find out and whoop my ass. Like,
see?
Yeah, right? Like, dude, women, I don't understand it, man. Like,
no, I.
You could.
I can find anything.
You could give a girl. If I gave my wife a rifle, she'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing with this. If I gave her a cell phone, she could find the location of anybody that you want in this world.
100%.
She's like the FBI. I swear she works for the FBI. Yeah. She just ain't told me yet.
100%. That's how I am. I'm like, you mess around with me and find out.
Like, I'm like, you know what? No.
Nope. No. I'll start talking to all your ex-girlfriends. I'll start, you know, I will go psycho on you.
That is hilarious.
Oh my
that
gosh. Funny. Well, I truly do appreciate you coming on my podcast.
Absolutely.
And too, like I said, Andrew Janakis.
Heck yeah.
I got it. Let's go. I got it. Y'all, his music is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Thank
you. And too, like I said, when you first got here, I was like, wait, he sings that song? Like, it really, music has always been therapy for me. Yeah.
Same. And same.
You can, like, just your talent, everything. I love seeing good guys win. Thank I always you. Say that. And so I really am praying for your success.
Well, thank you.
And
I appreciate it. I've got a new song coming out next month.
Well, it is this month. It's actually February 14th or March 14th it comes out.
That's yeah, you're right. You're right. How did you know before I knew? Actually, I think that I told you. I just couldn't remember. There's a lot of dates.
Croon
did. That's Croon right. Told that's right. Me. There's a lot of dates. But yeah, so I have a new song coming out. It's called Meet My Maker. And it's a, you know, it's a song about the Lord, you know, finding the good Lord in the great outdoors and just being out there. And you know, I could say, as we said in the beginning, like I went to church when I was growing up. I lost my faith for a little while, mm-hmm. for sure.
Which I think like we all do at some point or another.
Yeah, absolutely. But I have prayed more in the past 2 years than I have in my entire life. Mm. Like my entire life. And I'm either like a lot of times I'm sitting in my truck and I'm just alone, or most of the time I'm sitting in a deer stand and it's just so peaceful to be out there and like watch the world wake up and watch the sun come up over the trees and the birds start chirping and the squirrels start running around. It's so crazy to actually like be out there and witness that. You can't not believe.
No, you can't.
That there is a God if you go witness something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And truly feeling like that is the presence of God right there.
It's crazy.
That's awesome. So that comes out March 14th.
Yep.
On all streaming platforms.
Yeah.
iTunes, Spotify.
Any other ones that you
iTunes,
can stream
Spotify,
on.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music.
Amazon Music, YouTube. any other streaming platforms.
Y'all.
Also, this was, I'm doing it. This podcast was brought to you by Hint. Water infused with blackberry essence. And if you could please let me know what blackberry essence is, I would really appreciate it because it confuses the hell out of me. Hey,
I'm done.
We're
that
good.
Is amazing.
We're good.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
Hey, Friday Night Lights fans. It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond is an episode-by-episode discussion of the hit TV series Friday Night Lights, hosted by yours truly, Scott Porter, who played Jason Street on the show, and my two wonderful co-hosts.
Me, Zach Guilford, a.k.a. Matt Saracen.
And me, Mae Whitman, a.k.a. someone who wasn't on the show, but really, really loves it a lot.
We will also bring on some special guests, answer your questions, and tell you about what's going on in our lives today.
It's Not Only Football. Friday Night Lights and Beyond is available now wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose!